What's going on, good people? If you don't know what this is, it's GDM Radio. Real people, real issues, real talk. Today I wanted to get into mental health and how important it is for the Black community and other communities, to be perfectly honest. We need to be more open to the fact that we need mental health help. We need to be more open to the fact of seeking mental health help and knowing where we can get the mental health help that we need, because I work in a shelter, and honestly, I don't know how to say this, but I feel like, first of all, let me just say that my shelter is very, very different. It houses normal and people with mental health issues, and I feel like that's not right. I feel like DHS is dropping the ball on placing people. I feel like there needs to be some sort of medical assistance inside the shelter system to help diagnose and place people. And all of that is just not being done. There's no nurse in my shelter. None of the clients that I feel need medication, and don't get me wrong, I'm no doctor, but you can tell when someone, you know, is a little bit off track. There's no one to administer meds to them. There's no one to diagnose them. They're just putting people in shelters and placing them in quality apartments, to be honest. Placing them in quality apartments. I've noticed that a lot of clients who definitely need mental health help are not receiving that help at all, but they are being given leases through programs to get an apartment and be placed with the population, with the normal people. Now, that's not to say that it's the wrong thing to do, but I can say that it's a waste of resources, because that person with that mental health, now I'm not saying that it's a guaranteed waste of resource, but I am going to say that 9 times out of 10, you're gonna get somebody who isn't mentally stable that's gonna be living next to you, which is dangerous in my eyes, because you don't know what that person is capable of and you don't know what that person is suffering from. So, again, like I said, in my shelter, there is no one to administer any kind of medication or any kind of diagnoses to help these people with their mental issues, but they are being given apartments, and these people with these mental issues could be living right next to you. My concern is DHS isn't really putting the right foot forward in helping people. They're just putting people in a shelter and putting people in apartments. And believe it or not, there's a lot of people that are getting placed in regular apartments that could be living right next door to you that have mental health issues. DHS and the shelter system, they're not paying attention to any of that. They're helping homeless by putting them in shelters and then putting them in apartments without any kind of background checks or any kind of mental health for these people. And I think that's a scary, scary thing to do. And I honestly and truly blame DHS for not properly screening people. And I also blame the shelter system, because nobody is saying anything to DHS. And from what I'm understanding, that everybody in the shelter is just another paycheck or a pay increase for these people, which is messed up, if you ask me. If you're out there just getting paid off of people by placing them in the shelter, it's wrong. These people need to be diagnosed. These people need mental health. We, as a people, need to admit that we need mental health before things get out of control. And that is something that we all should take more seriously. Listen, I'm not here to take up too much of your time. It's your boy Tyson. If you don't know what this is, it's GDM Radio. Real people, real issues, real talk. Holla at me.